That is this the verse that Colby read to us earlier. For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this glorious picture of God presented in the life of Jesus, and then that life is in us. And that's why we're called jars of clay. It's a treasure that we hold within ourselves, the surpassing power of God. And it reminds us that it's not us that's doing it, it's God. But as God is revealed through these jars of clay sitting here, one of the parts of God's heart that is most precious and most needed in our lives is God's compassion, His mercy. And I want to talk about that today by starting with a little part of a video from one of the Chosen episodes. And it's that Jesus and His disciples are walking along a road, and somebody walks up to them. You can read about this in Matthew chapter 8. You can read about it in Mark chapter 1. The person who comes to Jesus for help. And so let's see if I can get this started. Let's see if the sound works. Ryan's on the sound for me. And so this is part of episode 6 of The Chosen. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Yeah, okay, we can cut some light. Maybe I'll cut this light over here too before we do this, just so that we get a little more of a look here. Take a little glare out. Are we ready? Okay.
It's a leper! Stay back!
Cover your mouth! Don't breathe his air!
Don't come any closer!
It's okay, John. It's okay.
Please. Please don't turn the wish from me.
I won't.
Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Only if you want to, I submit to you. My sister, she was a servant at the wedding. She told me what you can do. I know you can heal me if you are willing. I knew it. What can I ever do?
No. Do not say anything to anyone.
You don't seek your own honor?
Please just do me this one thing.
but what about those people?
Go. Show yourself to the priest. Let them inspect you and see that you are cleansed. Make the proper offering in the temple as Moses commanded. And go on your way.
Where's an extra tunic? Just one of you, just one of you. That's enough. Green is definitely your color. Not too shabby.
I don't know what it would have been like, but I can imagine it was something very similar to this, when those disciples who followed Jesus saw something that exceeded, went beyond their wildest dreams and imagination. And that little extra about the tunic, you know, that's not in the Bible, but it's not hard for me to imagine if Jesus is going to care for a man's health, that he would also want to help him look a little better than what he arrived at the scene in. But in the Gospel of Mark, when this leper came to Jesus, he begged him, and he fell on his knees before Jesus, and he said, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." And it says, moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I'm willing. Be cleansed." Sometimes these stories in the Bible, especially if we've read them over and over and over again, they sometimes they can just start to be words on paper. And then somebody comes along and tries to imagine what it would have really looked like, tries to portray it dramatically. And where that helps me is to put myself in the shoes of those disciples. I would have probably been like John, you know, pulling my knife to keep him away, because this guy is a threat to us, you know. And then I would have stood there probably as amazed as the others as the leprosy left his body. See, I think that's one of the reasons God gave us imaginations, is so that when we read these stories, it's not just words on paper. We can see it. We can experience it. Because that was compassion. That was feeling with somebody. I have no clue what it would feel like to be full of leprosy in that society, where you had to maintain this distance. Anytime anybody got anywhere close to you, the law called for you to cover your face with a cloth and to shout, "Unclean! Unclean!" And it was your job to make sure that nobody got too close to you. And that's why this was totally out of the ordinary for a leper to come towards a group of healthy people like this. Because lepers were bound by the law to stay away by themselves, and it even gave a prescribed distance. But somewhere this guy, he'd heard that there was somebody that could possibly help him. This is the first time that the disciples have seen somebody cured of leprosy. Now, it's not going to be the last by any means. You know, in Matthew 10, they're going to be commanded, they were going to be sent out by Jesus and told, you know, freely you've received, freely give, heal the sick, raise the dead. But boy, that first time, folks, that just, I mean, it had to be mind-blowing. I mean, there had to be tripping breakers in their brains. It had to be such an incredible stretch for them to see a leper healed. Well, and to see their master touch him. See, what did Jesus do before he healed him? He touched the leper. And we've talked about that before. Why was it important that Jesus touched the leper before the leper had skin like a baby? That's what it says, that he was healed. His skin was restored to like that of a child. No blemishes, smooth. Why was that important? Because we might have concluded that God will love us after he cleans us up. You know, that God is interested in you after, you know, you are the way that you should be. But Jesus touched him when he was still a leper to let us know that God comes to us in our sin, in our need, and as Jesus did, he comes to be with us. One of the things that Jesus was always in trouble with when it came to the religious leaders, what was it? This man receives sinners and even eats with them. Why is your master eating and drinking with sinners and tax collectors? See, God came in the flesh, and he spent time with us, and he touched lepers. Now, what's hard for us, you know, I put myself in the shoes of the disciples. You know, how easy is it for you and me to put ourselves in the shoes of the leper? See, that's really what it comes down to. You know, can I see myself as Cody read in communion today from 1 John, do I see myself as the sinner? Do I see myself as somebody that needs saving? Can I equate myself with that horrible spot that leper was in? Because I need to. Otherwise, I don't get the good out of the story. There was a priest that went to an island, a leper colony, I think it was in India. And he arrived there and he tried to minister to the lepers there. But they really had a hard time because they were the ones with leprosy and he was a healthy, clean one. But he stayed there too long. And pretty soon he had leprosy. And he talked about the difference when he spoke of we lepers. I think the reason why Alcoholics Anonymous has been successful as it is because it's run by alcoholics, for alcoholics. And when somebody stumbles in through the door, you know, he's drank a couple of shots just so he has the courage to go to the meeting, everybody in that room understands. And that guy knows that they understand because they've been where he's at. Now, as disciples, we don't have to go out and try to do every sin there is so that we can relate to people. There's plenty of room in our sinful past to connect with the sin of others. If we're honest with ourselves. Like I said, I believe that all of us need to see ourselves in some way in the shoes of that leper, you know, coming to Jesus as we did, to be healed, to be restored, to be brought back into fellowship with others, and to be restored to God. You know, it's so interesting, and they've added to the narrative, But he looks at Jesus and says, you know, how can I ever repay you? And, you know, what can I do? And Jesus says, you know, it's not that kind of thing. No, you just go show yourself to the priest. See, that's what the law called for. Go show yourself to the priest. Show him your skin where you used to have leprosy. The priest will declare you clean, and then there's a certain set of sacrifices that you offer so that the whole community knows that you've been declared clean and you can rejoin life again. That was a big deal, a very big deal. So, where are you at today? None of us are in the shoes of Jesus in this story. And while we communicate Jesus to others, there's a difference between Jesus and Calvin, okay? And so most of us are in the shoes of the disciples. But the reason that you can be a disciple, the reason that we come to Christ is because we needed him so desperately. That Romans 5, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so that's my story. That's my mantra, my whole life is ordered by the fact that I was lost and now I'm found. I was dead and now I'm alive. You know, one of the neat things about the Apostle Paul, whose name had been Saul, he says, I was a persecutor of the church. He'd helped put the first Christian martyr to death, Stephen. But God got through to him on the road to Damascus. But he never forgot how far away from God he was. He said, I was the chief of sinners. There in 1 Timothy, he talks about that. If we ever lose that, we're in a lot of trouble. We really are. If we don't let ourselves be in the leper's shoes before we end up in the shoes of the disciples, we're in trouble because we don't remember where we came from. And we need to desperately. Well, so where am I today? Am I awareful enough to see myself back in the leper's shoes? I need to process through that. I need to hold on to that conviction that therefore, but for the grace of God, go I. Well, that's what I wanted to share with you today, you jars of clay filled with God's glory. It's the power of God, isn't it? Working through us. It's not us. We're just the empty jars that God has filled. But that part of God that I really wanted to celebrate today was that compassion. The only perfect, sinless life, the only person that lived that full, complete, perfect life, sinless life, was the most compassionate person on earth. The person who had the most cause to be judgmental, he was perfect, was the most merciful. And that's what we live with every day. So, the rest of this week, go out there with the knowledge of what Jesus did for us. Go out there looking for a leper. I think there's a lot of invisible leprosy today. I think there's a lot of people that just feel cut off from others, like the lepers of Jesus' day. They don't feel worthy to be around others. They feel excluded from the life that they feel like they were made for. Some people don't have a clue where to look. And that's where we come in. You know, it wasn't just Jesus that was supposed to be touching the lepers. That's all of our jobs. And we do it in a million different ways. But there are people out there, disciples, there are people out there that need so desperately the touch of Jesus that comes through us. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you've blessed us with another Sunday, another chance to share in your word, in your spirit, and in life. Father, help us to see ourselves in the shoes of the leper, and that'll give us the proper insight to walk in the shoes of the disciple as they follow Jesus. Help us, Father, to have that compassion of our Master. Help us, Father, to see the people who need that love, of that touch of acceptance and love. It's through your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.